Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a dispute between two people and they bring it to court, the judges should decide the case. They are to justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. If a guilty person deserves to be beaten, the judge shall have him lie down and be beaten in his presence with the number of lashes his wickedness deserves. The judge may sentence him to 40 lashes, but no more. If more lashes than these are given, then your brother would be degraded in your sight. Do not muzzle the ox when it treads the grain. If brothers live together, and one of them dies and has no son, the dead man's wife must not marry someone outside the family. His husband's brother shall go into her and marry her and perform the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears will carry on the name of his deceased brother, so that his name is not blotted out from Israel. If the man does not want to take his deceased wife's brother, then his brother's wife shall go to the town gate to the elders and say, "My husband's brother refuses to preserve his brother's name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a brother-in-law to me." Then the elders of his town will summon him and speak to him. If he still persists and says, "I do not want to marry her," then his brother's widow shall go up to him in the presence of the elders and remove his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face. Then she will answer and say, "So shall it be done to the man who does not build up his brother's family line." So his family name will be called in Israel, the family of him who has his shoe pulled off. If two men get into a fight, and the wife of the one gets involved to rescue her husband from the hand of his attacker, and she reaches out and grabs him by the testicles, then you shall cut off her hand. Your eye shall not pity her. Do not have in your merchant bag different weights, one heavy and another light. Do not have in your house different measures, one large and another small. You must have an accurate and honest weight, and an accurate and honest measure, so that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For anyone who does such things, all who act dishonestly, are detestable to the Lord your God. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you came out of Egypt, how they attacked you on the way when you were exhausted and weary, and struck down your stragglers who lagged behind. He did not fear God. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord your God has given you rest from all your enemies around you in the land the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance to possess, that you must blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget it.